Okay, so we are going to continue our shu'urim on Otot Chaim, but before that we decided to make a few hakdamas, mostly just to remind ourselves of the basic basics of Chochmas Kabbalah, and we'll see how long we have to continue these hakdamas, and then we'll jump into the actual sefer and see how these hakdamas have helped us. Okay, the first thing to know in last time we met, we learned about the Hagdoma of the Ma'achor. We saw that there's a Chiyuv, according to all the Mekubalim, there's a Chiyuv Gomel that you should misasik Chotch Ashlish of your day in Chochmas Kabbalah. The Pnim is a Kabbalah, and according to Ramchal, it's the Iker the Limud. We're not mechunich that way in our yeshivas and so on and so forth, but it's interesting to see the way that the Mekubalim take this very seriously, and they hold that as a chiyuv goma. There's no pturim, and I'd carry kach yim a galgil. You come back, noch galgil, until you start this asik in Pnimius Torah. But now we're going to be learning about more the essence of what is Chochmas Kabbalah, all the elements put together. Now, we understand there was two stages in the Chochmas Kabbalah. There was a stage where there was Ramak, he was Shoilet on the world of Kabbalah. He published a sefer called Parvis Good Morning, which was Malakid all the Rishonim before him, all the Chochmas Kabbalah that there was until his day. And they learned everything of Chochmas Kabbalah called the Tohu. They learned something called the Tohu, because the central theme in Kabbalah is the Shrius Malachim. Central, that's the whole avoid and all the Kavanas and all the Kabbalah is built basically on a theme of the Shrius Malachim. After that period, which we haven't explained, but after that period of Shrius Malachim, then it's called the period of Tikkun. So we have Tohu, the Shrira, and then we have Tikkun. So the Ramak and all the others before him, we're talking about the Ramban and the Raivid and so on and so forth, all the Gedolim and Kubalim all learned the Tilvat Tohu and the Shrira. And the Arizal came along and started learning about the Tikkun. That is the basic chiddush between the Ramak and the Arizal. And what the Arizal did, he brought along and took out from the Sefer Zohar a Musa called Paltuf. Now, it's not Stama Musig, it's the entire reality that we live in, and all the realities is based on what he calls Paltzuf. It's not Stama Klal, it's everything that makes everything work, it's called Paltzuf as well. Now, it's interesting that in the Sefer Chizyonis, this is a Sefer Chizyonis from the Chaim Vital, he wrote quite a thick Sefer, wrote all his dreams. All the dreams that he has with, it goes in different years, and in the year Shin Lamed Gimel, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he writes like this: Acher Shlosha Chodoshim Shnifta Mori, my Rebbe, which is the Arizal, died. Re'iti, you have to understand, Macho learned by the Ramak for most of his time, and then he learned a year and 10 months by the Arizal. He says, but Apple began, he calls him his Mori. Re'iti b'cholom hara Moshe kol devei rozatzar. B'pesach chevras tamu tolom shebetzvas. I saw him, he was sitting there by in yeshiva, like we used to see him. And he says Rav Chaim Vital, he should be asov, and he made him swear, she'agidi li ha'emes, be'in an oifen ha'limud chokhmas ha'kabal ba'olam ha'neshama. So we explain this two different of limudim, tohu tikkun. And he asked him, I'm confused now. What is Taka? What are the in the Lamas and the Shamas? What are they actually learning? Imhu al pi darko, that means the Ramak, or der Morizal, or is it al pi darizal tikkun pasufim? Va'omeli shtei dochim emes, the both emes. Omer daki hi al der pshat. Ramak says mine is al der pshat. Ela maschilim bechokhmazu. That's a good way to start. V'derech Rabecha, which is the Arizal, he pinimis ve'ikris. V'gam ani ata lemale ani eini lomed ela v'derech Rabecha. And what am I learning now? Only to see the derech of the Arizal. So, Taki, just to show you how important it is, and the most of the gift is between shutvim and and a tzibur. Now what does that mean? A shutif means you're both balim on various things. Yeah, you have a few pieces of land and you have a few balim. Each one owns the land. Mashenken, a tzibur is a pshat that we all own it together. Betzim we're considered the one entity, Betzim. Yeah? A company, yeah. We all mishtatif. We buy shares in the company, but we own the entirety of the company, each and every one of us. So that is the difference between the way that Ramak was learning. He was learning that the spheres, and spheres is the basics of all things, the building blocks of all things. He was learning them individual. A chokhma, a kesa, a bina, a chesed, defining each one, working each one individually, and the Arizal put the whole thing together. He learned the sword of Pasuf, which is Eser Sfiras. The entirety of Eser Sfiras makes one Pasuf. Ad Kedekach, that he learned that if you learn one Sfira by itself, or you take one Sfira by itself, it's a dead entity. You can't just look at one Sfira. To make things work, you need all Eser Sfiras together. And the Ramchal gives a marshal. It gives a marshal of a behemoth. A behemoth. For example, a horse. If you see a horse which is dead, and his parts are lined up all of you, his head and his legs and his arms, when you look at that whole tumuna in front of you, you don't say that I have a horse in front of me. You have a piece of a behemoth. Horse's pshat is a living entity. It's more than the totality of the sum of its parts. It's a new bri'ah. So you put them all back together. You reverse time. You put all the limbs back together. You have a new entity called a horse. It's a neshama, a taka breeze. It's much more than just, you know, gluing the pieces together. You won't come out to be a horse. You just have pieces of a limb tucked together. That is the difference of paltsuf, learning their paltsuf, and learning their spheres. That's why the chokhmah of chokhmahs of Kabbalah is for ketz and nigla. Nigla be'etzem is what we do in nigla. We nigla every single nikudu me'ayin, we mefaret. We use our bina, we use our logic, we mefaret zeh betoch zeh, and each one, how do you miyashiv stilas? You say he's talking about this thing, he's talking about this thing. In chokhmas emes is pum faket miyachid everything. Everything is a yichud gomel. There's no such thing as a steal, there's no such thing as a chloikis, there's no such thing as anything not stimming. Shnei dinim doesn't exist. All din ichad. All bechlal, the parts of this entity that we'll be learning, this system.
Is that a chiluk between toyu and tikkun?
Yeah.
Toyu was called toyu, which is chilukim, and right. Tikkun is
dream. Right, yeah. Yeah. Now, by saying that, that's a, if you really think into that statement, that's a phenomenal statement to say that everything is bechlal is patsuf, because the problem is eventually you'll find the volume hefechim in this patsuf, right? Eishumayim, how can you put these two things together? You know, that is a major problem. We'll find the sphere of chesed is works in one particular way, and din is completely forget. So how can you say everything is a yichud b'chla? Eino levada means everything is one thing, yichud gomel. But how do you stem all the different chilukim that we see, the different koichas? How can you see everything as one thing? Koch ha-patsuf, meaning looking at it as a klaliistic zach, one zach. How can that be? And that's what the Chochmas Em is coming to teach us. This new insight, this new look, this cook, to look at everything as one da. Eino levad. One yichud gomel. There's no shnei dinim. Right. In the other rabba, by looking at it this way, you learn that the two hefechim that you looked very paradoxical, how can you put two things together? Actually, they build themselves the patsuf. Without any of them, then you don't have a patsuf shalom. You have to include all things together.
That's in Katzarikol is also like that. Because if you only take any Choshimish Bot and Donan Erechaim, so it also, the first sentiment, it's all one thing, but you have to look at each individual thing and then put the two together. I mean, the whole thing together brings the whole Torah.
Yeah.
So, what's
I'm not mechadish anything. I'm just saying.
What do they think and I'm saying.
Derech limishbo. Derech limishbo. How do you go about learning up azach, asugya, a Torah, the veil, the reality, the metzias of the world, everything? How do you go up learning it out? Do you look at it at every different parts and parts? And things don't stim together. You say shnei dinim. This is a zach. This is this mitzias, and that's. This is why this is happening, or this is that. That's why they don't stim together bechalal, and you don't see the yichud together. Or you say no, everything is taka working simultaneously in a harmonious way, and everything is one zach. All sugyas are one zach, saying the exact same thing in different ways, again and again. And the shaila is, how do you uplearn? So it's not this, you know, Torah or this and that. I'm saying everything but Chloe is in this statement here. Shadis, we find a lot of paradoxical things in the world, in Torah, in Zach, in Sfiras, and whatever you want. There's always Dova Hafechim. So how do you stem them together? Now the Rabbah, if you don't have the Dova Hafuch, that means it's not a Dova Shalom. It's not a Dova Shalom. Yeah. Okay. So let's start with a moshul to understand this. The moshul of a bias. Okay, like we said, the building blocks, it's not really building blocks by etzim, but the spheres are considered to be as kelim, from which the Eibishter, when he wants to send a message or send a signal or a hashpah or whatnot, he filters it through these various filters called spheres. Right. Let me just be makdim something, a very strange statement. It's going to sound to you very strange, but it's emes and it's mekubal by all the mekubalim from all generations, from the Rishonim down to today, obviously, that when we speak about Kabbalah, a Kabbalah is a limud to describe what is there. What do we see in front of us? To explain how the anhogas happen, how the shefa comes, how we connect to the Eibishter. But you understand that the Kabbalah that we're learning has nothing, does not describe at all or speak about at all the Eibishter. Strange statement. You think that Kabbalah, you know, this is the, you know, Hariga Limud, spiritual Limud. Oh, it's cooler the Eibishter. That's true in one aspect. But Mitzadaka, the Zohar says, Lace Machshova Hasoga Klu. You can't be masik the Eibishter. That is the atzmus of the Eibishter. We call it the atzmus of the Eibishter. We are not talking about whatsoever. So when we speak about spheres, when we speak about anything that we're going to speak about in Kabbalah, anything that Ariza speaks about is not referring to the atzmus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is hidden from us. That ein hasoga klum, ein hasoga klum bechlal, and anything anybody tries to figure something out is just going the wrong way bechlal, because we have no information. And it's just not given to us. And that is not what Bechalal, what the Limud is talking about. We're talking more of the rays of the sun. We're not talking the actual sun, what it's made out of, and all the constructs there. There's no spheres, there's no patsufim, there's nothing there about it by the image. There's kulo, 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 nela mineinu. Because there's no even words that we can attach to Bechalal that we can come close to defining. So again, I just stress this point, that we speak about things, and one of the words you'll find is called the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Ein Sof Baruch Hu. A lot of people make this mistake. They think that's talking about the Eibishter. Agav, we say Baruch Hu, but you understand that's a creation of the Eibishter. Okay, anything I'm telling you, tell you today is nothing less. Lo me delay. I did not make up anything. I'll show you everything in writing if you want. But this is Mekubal, that it's so close to the Eibishter that we call it Baruch Hu. But Vaita, it's a construct, it's more the rays. It's a study of what's there. It's not talking about the atzmus whatsoever. When it came time to create the world, I'm not talking about our world, the world, let's call it that, the spiritual world, the construct that we live in. Right, the mitzvahs that we live in, the chalal, all the universes, and they're finding more and more universes, and at the end of infinity, they're finding. When he decided to create such a metzias, I'm just losing the lashon of Etz Chaim, when he decides, he ol al machshava. We'll see what that means exactly. But that refers to placing hashpa in a sphere called keser. Keser. It's one of the first, that is the first sphere. Keser is something you put on your head, it's not actually part of the patsuf, it's actually something which is above, hovering above the actual patsuf. That is the rayon, the idea shabo. Okay? So we said we're going to give an example of building a house. When you build a house, first thing, you have to think about it. Do I want to build a house? Do I don't want to build a house? Yes, I do want to build a house. It goes into your keser. It goes in such a sphere called keser. Then you want more details. You want more understanding of how you're going to build the house. You want a closer look at what you're going to be building. That's chokhmah. You see the whole tumunah. You see, you imagine the house in your mind. How it's going to build. Oh, it's going to be this high, that high. Nothing exact, but you more or less know where you're going to build it, how much it's going to cost you, and the size, and so on and so forth. Then you get into more detail. That's bina. Bina is, the pshat is you start, okay, now the maisa. How will I go about doing this? I want such and such more rooms. I want so and so many poiling to help me work. And there's where am I going to get them from? And how am I going to arrange the money? And so on and so forth. It gets more and more in detail. Okay? So you start focusing on the details. Chokhmah, you focused on the klal, the whole house. Bina, you focused on the details. And then the das is a mizug, a tzir between the chokhmah and bina. You bring all that koichas of chokhmah and all the koichas of bina, the klal and the pchat together, and you put it in a place called das.
So all in machshava.
All in machshava, yes. All the machshava. Right. So that das, for example, is going to be the blueprints. Blueprints. Now you have a piece of paper. You have all the details. You have the big picture. And also you have all the rooms, all details, all the sizes, and you know exactly where the money is going to come from, which worker is going to come. Everything is down to the last detail. B'machshava. That's called the mochim. Very important lashon is here. Mochim. Because we're dealing with the moach. The moach. Right side of the brain, left side of the brain, and also the back of the brain. Back, or the middle. The das shabbos. There's a few das. Das erion, das tachton. That synthesizes the moach. From the machshava, the keser, it goes down into the moach yamin, moach small, and finally into the das. Now, das is crucial, we'll see in a minute. We'll get back to das. Now, you take it more lemaise. Okay? More lemaise. Now, you want to start building the house. So, you do a chesed. You work with midas a chesed. Meaning, midas a chesed doesn't mean just kindness and so on and so forth. It does take it, but it's more than that. Midas a chesed, it's kav yamin, means hashpa, to be mashpia. To be kumba asir, to go and start doing things. But, on a shir, chesed is a pshat, you don't stop. Chesed is that kula chesed, you're in mamish, and so chesed. Right, that's the avshay. Kula chesed. Masha and kain, kav small is always the kav that holds back. Latzor, to hold back things. That's gvur. It's koach. Chesed is poshi, just give. So let go of things, you let the. You undo the bottle and you turn upside down, it just goes by itself. To hold it back, you need a gvura, you need a keli, you need a restraint there. But gvura is no good either. Too much giving and too much holding back won't get you very far. Too much giving is complete potential, but no actualization. You run out of materials, you won't complete your project. Holding back also, nothing will get off the ground. So what do? You have a mizug again of tiferes. Feris, translated as beauty or harmony, harmonizes both koichas. So you know exactly how much to give and how much to hold back and to manipulate these two forces. That is done by the tiferes that gives you a perfect mizug of the stage of pa'ula. First stage, the first kachabd, we said, keter, chokhma, bina, das, or chabad. Sometimes we include keter and sometimes we include a das. We don't often, very very rarely, include both of them, because the Mishnah and Sefer Yetzirah says we only have 10 spheres. Eser v'lo achadzeche, eser v'lo teisha. We only always work with a partzuf of 10. Partzuf, let me define it while I'm speaking about it. Partzuf is eser spheres. And again, we said partzuf is prat. It's not only eser spheres, not only limbs of an animal. It's greater than the sum parts of its whole. Right? It's greater than all that. It becomes a new entity within Atzmo. So again, you have the Chochma bin Adas. That's the Mochin, the Machshava. You put it on paper, you put it on Das. And then finally you have the Pu'ula. That's the Chochma bin Adas. Okay? Sorry, Chesed Gvur Tiferet. Sorry.
Why Chesed and Das come? It's one or the other.
Because it's just it's a reflection of the. They're both basically doing the same thing. Actually, Das is a Chitsoinius of Chesed. We'll get into more details and more. We'll see how it works later on. That is more muvla. It's not a dava bepoel. Something just happens mimele. The emes it doesn't really do anything. It just collects the koyches of chochma bina. That's why it doesn't have any koyches bifnasim. Not that any of these fields of course bifnasim. It's called the eivshter, but some of them do pulls and some of them don't do pulls. Huh?
When you say mitzvahs of a mizuk, it doesn't necessarily mean how much the same amount of chesed, the same amount of gevura. Like 50-50, it can be a more chesed, a bit less gevura.
We see that, yeah. You can't always have something 50-50. Sometimes you have to give a bit more. And there's times for chesed, and there's times for gevura. So it's never really... That's all mitzad the mekabel. Sorry. That's all mitzad the mashpia. Okay? The builder, the kabbalah. The Kabbalah has to machshiv, have everything in the Yediyah. Then he has to take it go up a pole. But the Mashpia has to have Bidas, the Makabal. Is that what I mean? Meaning that when you're building, the Kabbalah is building a house, he's not only building it for himself, he's building it for a person. There's a buyer there. So he has to have the Das, I'm building it for this person. So how did Taka this person want that? I built out the general, you know, there's two floors and there's going to be four rooms, two on the top, two on the bottom, but how big are the rooms exactly? And how, what are the shapes? Does the coiner actually want all this? And does he want a backyard? Does he want a basement? Does he want to add anything? So therefore, the machshava, the mashpia has to have the machshava of the makabel. I'll give you another example. For example, a magid shir giving a shir. He knows the sugya well. He knows the Taka very, very well, and he knows all the Ksois and the Sivas and the Rav Chaims and so on and so forth. So he goes in the kinder, and there he's bombing away, telling the Ksois and the Shnei Dinim and Dos and Yetzin and all the kinder lights, and they're looking at him, wow, and they're all thinking about it. Did they understand anything? Why not? Because the Mashpia did not have Bedaz, the Mekabel. The Mekabelim, it's Lomatim. You're building something, you build a multi-trillion billion dollar house for an oni. You know, you're not hitting on the right nekude. Therefore the mashpia, it's very, very important. Mashpia shahabedas. Therefore the nahi, the netzach hod yesod, is always klape the next part of. We'll explain that a bit better later on. But always you have to understand that the next part always starts by the Netzach Hod Yesod. Maybe it's not so clear. Again, the whole tafkid of this limud is to watch and to participate in building things. We're kabbalanim ourselves. We're building blocks. We're using these koiches. We're manipulating these koiches to build and build and build and build. More patsufim, more lamas, and so on and so forth. As we'll see that soon. And the technical way we see it is that always the nahi of the Paltzuf Elyon, the Netzach Hod Yesod of this big Paltzuf, will be the building blocks for the next Olam, next Paltzuf. Okay? Avazoi, Taker, that makes sense why the Mashpia has to have Bidas when he's doing the pool of Mamish in a Netzach Hod Yesod. The binyan, he has to have a bidas, the makabel, because the taka, this will be the next world that he's building. The netzach hod yisod. Because eventually, taka, that netzach hod yisod will become the new world. And it will have eses spheres. The netzach hod yisod will have eses spheres. It will be transformed into a new pulse.
So, what the earlier spheres? So, they're too much for the makabel.
Which earlier spheres?
The Chesed Gevura Tiferes. He's made a binyan in Machshava, he hasn't.
And Bepoel, also the Chochma, the Chesed Gevura Tiferes, that's also building
Bepoel.
It's
too big now.
It's too big. So he's mitzamtzem all that to the Netzach Hod Yesod. Then, again, the Netzach is the Tzad, the Pu'ula Shebo, in giving. The Tzad Hod is to hold back. And the Sad Yisod is to the mizug between the Netzach and the Hod, again the Pu'ula of Chetzit Shabor and the Pu'ula of Gur Shabor, and this is the Pu'ula we call Pu'ula of the Rachamim, which is a mizug of both of them. Okay. Is that more or less clear?
You made the building right along. He's not in Machshava. My says he has to think heretical. You say Malchus.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, but you see, the poel mamish benetzav ahod. That's when it comes out. Bonshot tchila, right?
I'm seeing from Chanfil that netzach and gives place for tzadik v'ra'ali rosh toivle, because chesed you know it be good, but sometimes it's good for tzadik that he should have ra. So netzach will give a mokim what's really good for him, which sometimes is history or whatever. And the opposite with hoyt. Something that's going to get bad.
Yeah. I didn't define what chesed means. I didn't define what gvur is.
Giving good things.
Giving good, but like you said, good could be for his toel is something which is phenomenal. That's what we called one erev. Erev. There's a big klal in Chochmas Emem is called Erke Kenuyim. Erke HaKenuyim. Arochim. Arochim. When we speak about a particular fashion, as we did now, the Kachabd, the Chagat, and the Pu'ula of the Netzach Hod Yisod, that's only speaking in one perspective. That's how we can look at it. I don't want to confuse you, but we'll need to introduce these concepts to understand what the Arizal, because the Arizal seems to be searching himself many, many times over, sometimes in the same line, using the same terminology for many different things. Well, make up your mind, is Bina mean this, or Bina means that? And then he changes his terminology from Bina to Ima, from Patsufim to Sfiras, and he's constantly mixing and putting together other concepts that don't seem to be necessarily connected. And the answer to that is that there's a musa called Erkei Kenuyim. An example is what we've given now. Like we said, the Chabad is the Machshav, the Mochim, the Pu'ula bit is the Chagat, and the Nahi is Klapi, the Mashpia. Otherwise, we can look at it in a different way. We can say the Eser Sfiras, or say the Ninth Sphere, from Chabad, Chagat, Nahi, is all the Machshov of the Mashpia. All the death of Mashpia. But he has to take in consideration the last sphere of Malchus. That will be the new Paltzuf.
Hello!
That will be the new Paltzuf together. Okay, not to get into too much detail. But we'll see that the Riza shifts our attention depending on what he wants us to look at the moment. Does he want us to look at the sphere of Malchus, so he'll shift all our attention only to Malchus? Or does he want to shift our attention to the Nahi? And both of them are correct. And both of them are correct, because we're looking at the same picture, but we're just focusing on different parts of the picture. Okay. Now, it's very important to understand that this is all Derech Nevuah Be'etzim. What we're learning here from the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Arizal, these are all things that were makabel from Eliyahu Navi, from Devarim Ruchnim, Malachim. So how can you describe Davar Ruchni? Davar Boru Etzleinu. There is no Gashmi in Davar Ruchni. No Ruchni, the Pshat is, there's no Gashmi is there, right? There's no Be'etzim. It's very, very difficult, put it this way, to use Gashmi words, if you can say that, words which are Gashmi. Our whole language is based on Gashmias, so therefore that's what the language is based on. Table and chairs, and that's all Dava Gashmi. To explain Dava Ruchni, so how do we go about it? So the Ariza gives two ways how he's going to explain Dava Ruchni. One is through the klal of a posting in the Eov called Besori Erzelucha. That from the bosa and the flesh and the atzomas from the ganze tzura of the Bnei Adam, you can take a davar ruchni. The shlog is the example of a hand. that what we consider to be our hand is really not our hand. That's not really an emistika hand. The emistika hand is what the koach of the yad is really lamala. So what is this then, what we call the hand? It's only dugma ba'alma, mamash ba'alma, to give us episode an inkling of a koach of a yad. Of a yad. Right? Because otherwise we had no shaykhus to any double ruchni. How can we explain anything lemala? And the Eibushter Taka, the Gaon says in Safin Tznusa in Zohar, this is clearly the ganze tafkir of all the shtashalus of everything that he built for us, and where we're standing here is only for the Gilu Hashem, in order to megale yichud Hashem, to megale his pa'ulas double ruchni. So how do we go about to megale something where we have no connection whatsoever? Teres says we're built mamish b'tzelam elokim. B'tzelam elokim. The pasuk says in Bereishis, the beginning of on Bereishis, where we're tzelam elokim. Pshuta k'mashmo. Pshuta k'mashmo. That's one oifen to explain a double ruchni. Look at your goof. You're having trouble conceptualizing more or less what we're speaking about. Look at the goof. You have a right side to the goof, you have a left side to the goof, you have two evorim, you have kehena, you have a head. So think about it. You have a keser on top of that, you have a keser chokhmah, and then you have a chesed, this is your chesed, this is your gvura, your trunk is your tiferet, your right leg is your netzach, your left is your hod, your soid, and malchus is generally is your wife. Okay, so you can conceptualize these things, and you can see this is the tzuva taka. What is the tzuva? How does it look like? How the part tzuva? Are they one under the other? Are they one side by side? No, the b'tzelem elokim. That helps us. Helps us a lot. The other way to
see it's just a moshe. You see that
it's a moshe, rather, because there's no tzuva. Like we said, there's no tzuva b'chlal up in liman. Anybody taka thinks there's a tzuva up there, even though the psukim say Yad Hashem, Oizun Hashem, Yishma, all these psukim taka mufush and the Torah, all these evorim, but rather there's no suffix b'chlal. The Rambam says klal. It's mamish yikoyf b'ikah if you think there's any lover gashmi up there.
So we're now describing not the Rosh Hashanah. I thought we're describing just the Anhogas of Rabbi Shlomo.
Yeah, even Anhogas. There's no koiches that look like a yad. There's no. You won't find it. You know, we find a lot of midrashim says the yad came out, pick up the keys, you know, and so on and so forth. But it's all mashal and b'chlam.
Telling of the lomas up there, which are themselves only an oil of the insect.
Yeah.
I mean.
The all the answers, that's very meduyik, because there's the ends of them, there's the all ends of. Okay. Yeah, and a chanami take. We're not talking about the atzmis. That's the aleph. Second way is by oysters of the Heiliger Torah. Aleph, base, gimel, dal, heva. We've always learned, you know, here darshanim, how they've been gematrias and so on and so forth, and the aleph is split with the aleph, a yud and yud and a vav, and so on and so forth. That is not some darshanim, you know, picking up things. This is a tactic built from the Zohar, built from the Ariza. That these are very, very powerful tools for understanding koichas. Aleph is a particular koich. Beis is a particular koich. And so on and so forth. And especially when you put them together, you're putting two koichas together. And we'll see where they originate, and so on and so forth. So those are the two basic ways how you explain Dvar Ruchni. Which is very, very important. What do you mean by Elomus? Well, we haven't really defined Patsufim or Elomus or Spheres yet. Let's see where do they come from and so on and so forth. But it's a way of describing the Elomus. The koichas, the koichas. Put it this way: the koichas, the hashpot.
When I see an aleph, that is that they're linked in that this koich of the aleph. When I see an aleph in the Torah, it's actually coming from this thing, or is it the mashal?
Anyway, thing. I'm not following you.
If I see
it comes from where?
Base, the beginning of Bereishis.
Yeah.
That base. Whatever you're going to describe, licked in the base,
right,
is in the base of the word gracious.
Yeah,
not just by a person, it's just a marshal. We made B'Tselem again, so it's a marshal. I want to understand that.
Base is also a marshal.
Is it only a marshal? Is the base in the Torah actually coming from? Is that
no? Like we said, there's no double gashmi. There's no oysters. There's no limbs. There's nothing.
Yeah. But this ois is actually.
Is a keli.
It is a keli.
It's a keli, and keli are in this world.
Right.
It's a clip, right? So, what you want to do is when you look at the base, you have to know that licked in the goof of that ois are very strong koyches, a particular definite type of koyach.
Yeah. Now, she'inkin, by a person, it's only a mosh. Everybody knows that I haven't got in my right hand the chesed in my hand. That's just part of the mosh. Whereas the letters in the Torah are
saying it's more defined. It's more. No, I don't see the difference, because whether you see it's a hand or it's a base, it's the same thing. It's a mosh. There's no base up there. And it's just telling you it's a moshul for a koach of a base. It's a moshul for a koach of a base. Just like the yad is a moshul for the koach of a yad. And what the yad represents, also the base is also the keli. It's a keli. Basically, just look at it as a keli. It's an empty keli. And licked in that keli is the neshama.
Are you not doing that? If I see a base in the Torah, and in that base, it's taka. This koyach there. Why is this word written with a base? Because.
But in the yad as well, then same thing.
Not in my yad.
Yeah, in your yad. Yeah. All right, I understand what you're talking about. Yeah, in the yad as well, you have the exact same koach of yad in the yad shalemah. No difference, except it's more gashmi.
Is that what the Shechem is married all the time? That we are connected up there, and everything nice we do is mushpi up there. It means that our Yad Yumin has got a connection to up there, the Yad Yumin. Is that what it means over there?
We'll see that every pu'ula that you make, everything that you say, has a direct influence l'mala. I was this motion of Ramatyahu Solomon many, many years as a bach in the yeshiva, like we were like puppets. You know, all our limbs is like there's somebody pulling strings. Not very meduig, but etzem, because it's really the opposite way around. Because when I move something, it's actually moving something there. When I'm moving there, it's moving also. You know, all these koyches. Again, we live in a very illusory type of metzias. It looks like we're very netak from all things, and we have no ashpah. And what I'm doing now, what I'm speaking about now, has no. You know, just you're listening to things, but it's not. It's mashpia. It's as a koyach. It's sort of when you're moving a grain of sand. All the grains of sand move. This is the thing. You have something, a container, you just pick the middle grain, everything will be moved eventually.
It really didn't make a difference whether you did it because you picked up your load with the left hand or picked with the right hand.
Okay, so it's a bad module, but I'm saying if you look into it, everything, why am I mature to do things with the right hand? Make a block with the right hand and the mavia and so on and so forth. Why is it? Because there's always chesed. You know, all of a sudden people putting the right hand on the left hand. You know, the Hasidim have their buttons on the right hand side, you know, on the left hand side, so the jackets. It's all that's built on. All Hasidim, everything's built on Kabbalah, because you're doing the Chesed, you megaba the Chesed on the Gevur. Yeah? It's called Mitzvah Kedinim. You're Matik, you want to lessen the Gevur and multiply the Chesedim. It has a direct influence, no difference. When the Pasuk says, B'Tzelem Hakim, it means it. Same way Elohim has koyachas, we also have koyachas. We just don't see them.
Because it's back to the rice of our alma, right? Rice of the Rinshim, he took the base, he took the letter to the Pashtas, made the Knoisis, and made there's more than a marshal of Mashmitz.
That's right, he used the koyachas, right.
He's a koyach of carrying of that letter.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't show him about it, that how the different letters make different parts of the price with him.
That's right. We'll see. We'll speak about it. We'll see how the development of the parts of the letters came about and what do they represent. But again, those are the two different ways how.
I appreciate what you're saying that it comes out that the Maestro Isis is more than the person. Rinchim didn't take a person and create the world with a person.
He did.
But the person's not here yet. You mean Ozan Kazman?
No, what is a person, Bachlan? A person is Esses Vilas. A person is his Koichus. Remember, the Unchus Shura is, at the end of the day, what is everything? It's just all. Just all. But you can shape the all in different ways. It depends what the Keli looks like. Right? So your Keli looks like that. And your Keli looks like that. But the all is all inside of us. All is all. There's no differentiation in the all. Whether you're going to put it in an ois, whether you're going to put it into an Odom or Behemoth, all these things, even anything Dovah Gashmi, a rock, a plant, all is all. There's no such thing which is devoid of it. It's all there, Take. It's all there. There's no difference whatsoever. It's called Neramchi, there's different Chalokim, the Neshomas. Nefesh wa, nefesh wa, neshama chai yechida. All these things are found in every single living thing, or even non-living things. There's no such thing, because it has to be that way, because it's called yichud Hashem. So yichud, everything is miyachid back to Hashem. There's no musik of yesh me'ayim be'etzim. Even we find these lishoynes in the rishoynim and so on and so forth, where it's mechunech with yesh me'ayim, but yesh me'ayim shut gemashmo is something which is ne'etak from its source. Something has come out, something new. In Kabbalah, we don't find anything new. It just looks like it's new. But it's never, 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 never new. Because everything is attached to the Eivishter. And therefore, if it's attached to the Eivishter, it's a chelik of the Eivishter. Right. Okay. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now. We said quite a few klolim. And next time we meet, we'll see the Leshem inside. Taka brings this Klodim that I spoke about, a few of them Klodim we'll see in the Rashash, and la'at you have to work on these Musogim and keep on having this Machshov in the back of your head that this Derech of Partsufim, which we're learning, the Rizal Torah, is Taka a way of looking at everything Bechlal and how everything is attached to Yuchel Hashem. Okay. Sure. For more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas HaEmes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.